Hidalgo County was organized in 1852 with its seat of government in tiny Hidalgo along the Rio Grande. In a controversial move 50 years later, the county seat was transferred upland to Edinburgh, a community founded in 1908. There, a new county courthouse and jail with a hanging trap in the tower were completed in 1910. They were designed in the exuberant California Mission style by San Antonio architects Atlee B. Ayers and Henry T. Phelps. The courthouse sat in the middle of a huge square the size of four city blocks. It was demolished in 1954 when most of the square was turned into a parking lot. The jail, which faces the square, is a diminutive two-story building with white stucco walls and a red tile roof. Over time, it served as a community center, Edinburgh City Hall, and the Hidalgo County Historical Museum. In the 1990s, the museum began an aggressive expansion, buying adjacent retail stores vacated as merchants left downtown. McAllen Architects Building House Simpson & Associates reconfigured these properties to contain exhibition, education, and gathering spaces. The architects refaced the exteriors of the stores, deferring to the little mission-style jail building, and linked them with a network of landscaped courtyards. The museum changed its name to the Museum of South Texas History to reflect its broader interpretive programs. Today, it fills a city block. Inside, elaborately designed installations hold large three-dimensional displays. They represent the cultural and economic development of the Lower Rio Grande Valley, its indigenous roots, mid-18th century Spanish colonization, the heritage of Mexican cattle ranching, and 20th century railroad construction, citrus cultivation, and urban development. The historic jail building is the smallest structure in the museum complex, but it's the landmark that anchors one of Edinburgh's most important and popular cultural institutions.